it was in the Vibhanga, I think, the term. The ayatanas, they are impinged on, like, the quality of the visible object. And there was the term in Pali, so I don't know that. Oh, sapatiga, sapatiga. Sapatiga, something like this. I think so. And it's in the Matika.
Because to me, I'm not sure about the meaning of impinge and contact. But this can be used both for...
In English you can use it for both, but in Pali it's different because contact is fasa.
We don't have to stick to any word that we used before, but we better understand rather than taking one word.
So generally it's a receptor for...
Yeah.
A receptor for visible object, eye base.
But Ajahn is looking for, when we say the visible object impinges on the eye base, the eye base is impinged on by...
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Or the eye base... if you like, receives.
Yeah. If we don't like the word is impinged upon, then, because I think that's the best, is impinged upon. Or has the capacity, has the quality being able to be impinged upon.
But calling it a receptor doesn't
get
over it, because then you could say receives.
Yeah.
Receives. It's the same concept, isn't it?
Mm. That's why it's very difficult for other languages to understand the Pali meaning, because we don't have the word enough. But one knows that there is the eye base, which can, whatever you say, this can be impinged on by visible object, right? Where are they? The eyes.
And the eye base is also bhaktu for seeing chakku vijnana.
Yeah, yes. but we try to understand just one reality at a time. Yeah. Otherwise they are mixed up.
The way we think they are. Right?
Because now while we're talking about the eyes, they're gone all the time.
So it's just another rupa which arises and falls away all the time, which is...
And can we say that where is it? Where?
We can ask where it is.
Where are the eyes? Very simple question all the time. Where are the eyes?
Ajahn, is it good even theoretically or consider the Dhamma like there is no self, there is just the visible object and the eyes and the contact and there is seeing consciousness? And all the five sense doors and the mind doors that follows naturally. Like, I think in the Milinda Panha there is example like the water flows. So the five sense doors comes and the mind doors follows naturally the water that follows. So is it good to consider that in life? And it does that consider more Panya, like this Bhavana Maya Panya, like the just, or like Pariyati, just, isn't good to have just a little, you know, like reading, hearing, and just leaving that like this?
Can it eradicate the idea of self?
Maybe not, but does it help to condition that what eradicates the idea of self?
Just hoping.
Yeah.
But if there is a very precise understanding that cannot be moved by such other idea, then one getting close to that reality with understanding as anatta and not self. Because we can use the word anatta, no self. Very simple, just say it. But can it eradicate the idea of self? But by having more and deep and very subtle understanding of each reality, like, oh, at first it doesn't seem like it's very deep, but later on it gets deeper and deeper, more subtle, and that will bring the understanding, take it down to the latent tendency of ignorance. and wrong understanding in order to eradicate it. Otherwise, just words is not enough to eliminate the idea of self. Very superficial.
Yes, but my question is, because there is Yonisha Manasikara, I think, and Panya, in the Milinda Panya, there was like, right examination of Dhamma, Yonisha Manasikara, and then the Panya, and the Venerable Nagasena gave an answer, because he was asked by the king. There is, what does the king ask, what's the difference in between the characteristic or sign in the Yonisha Manasikara, like, I'm not sure about this right examination and the Panya, and the Venerable Nagasena told it's like the bear reaper or a cross reaper with this thing. He takes the cross, it's the Yonisha Manasikara, the right examination is like one hand, it catches the ignorance and the Panya can cut it off. So my point is, there is no like this Panya now, like right understanding that can eradicate the ignorance and all the misery and akusala, but isn't what is Yonisha Manasikara? It seems like in that example is like right examination. So isn't that the something that at least helps? And because my question is how to live, because you're talking about the life, the one moment after one moment, but it cannot be understood now. But how to live, even if there is ignorance and everything? So that's the question. Is it helpful to consider the Dhamma?
Yeah. What Manasikara is now?
I think it's like...
No, my question is what Manasikara is now? Because there are many Manasikaras. Manasikara arises with all cittas.
Yeah, but the...
So, at this moment, there must be Manasikara. So, what Manasikara is now? In order to really understand Manasikara, yeah. Otherwise it's in the book, we can read, we can classify Manasikara, but what about now? If there is no understanding directly of reality right now, no way to have less than this clinging to it as my Manasikara.
Yeah.
But it's no one Manasikara, yeah, it's just Manasikara.
Okay, but so what's the difference in between Yonisha Manasikara, the right examination or
okay.
Something like that, and
literally,
Panya?
Literally. Yoniso Manasikara is Pali term. Yoniso Manasikara is Pali term. So we don't speak English, we don't speak Thai, we speak Pali now. We speak Pali. But really, one has to understand.
Yeah.
It's
that's
now,
what I ask, not
okay. We can talk a lot about papers in the books from page 1 to page 100. But what Manasikara is now? If it's not precise, if we bring just the understanding, very superficial understanding. But when one can understand reality right now, it's the way to know what Dhamma is. Not just Dhamma is everything. Dhamma is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching in a day. That's all. That is not enough. But it's, what is Dhamma now? If you can specify, if you can tell, it means that you learn to know the characteristic of that as Dhamma. Not just the name of Dhamma, mm-hmm. but the characteristic of Dhamma. For example, what Dhamma is now. See, it depends on the answer, what Dhamma is now. If one understands, one can say what Dhamma. But if one just heard, one say that, well, everything is Dhamma. So it depends on the answer, which depends on the understanding.
So what like, is Yonisha Manasikara?
Again, see, it's not in the book. No one can tell you. But you know that Manasikara arises with seeing, too, with every citta. And cittas are different. So Manasikara, at moment when it arises with seeing consciousness is that which karma conditioned it to arise with seeing. So the Manasikara which arises with seeing cannot perform the function of Manasikara which arises with Panya. See, there are many degrees of Manasikara too. is that is just attend to the characteristic of a reality, because it's nama, it's not rupa. So when citta experiences the chief of experience, an object, manasikara is there, it attends to the characteristic as not the chief, but arises with citta. And its function is not to feel, its function is not to remember, but it's that which attend to the object. So there are many attention in a day. Some attend to coffee, the smell of coffee, and some attend to the color of the lake, see? And that is manasikara. So when one knows the characteristic of manasikara in any moment, every moment, no doubt about King Milinda or anything, or whether it's Yoniso or Ayoniso, because it's only the Pali language. And in Tipitaka itself, the Buddha said that when the sound comes to the ear, contact or impinge on the ear, just learn and study in one's own language. That's the best thing. Otherwise, one have to think of manasikara as what, see? But when we talk about manasikara in Thai, to the Thai, and English to those who can understand English, we are talking about a reality which arises with each citta, and it has its own characteristic, its own function. It is not panya, it's not attachment, but it's that which attends to the object, whatever it is, rightly or wrongly, correct or incorrect, yoniso or ayoniso. In Pali, when it's wrong attention, it takes reality wrongly as something. But when it attends to the characteristic of a reality, so panya can see, can understand that, with vitaka, which touch on it. So panya can really see and understand that very clearly with samadhi, ekakata cetasika, and viriya. No need to have the other type of viriya because it's there already. That's why we just learn to understand. No expectation that we will have less yoniso manasikara and have yoniso manasikara, because that is clinging again. Just learn to understand.
So it's not the
way,
like,
one is safe from lopa.
So it's not the way of training, like having more yoniso manasikara.
Again.
And not having less.
Until they have more yoniso manasikara, okay? While you are listening, did manasikara yoniso at moment of understanding by itself. From time to time, that is the development of yoniso manasikara, not just to be called yoniso, but the moment when it's kusala, moment when it arises with panya. It cannot be wrong yoniso or ayoniso, but it has to be yoniso manasikara or right yoniso. Everything is right because panya is right. When they arise with panya, they are right too. So I think that even in Thailand, we have to change the way to study the teachings, because in the old days, they open the book, follow the book, chapter one, and go on. But why not understanding reality? Because we can talk about reality in all aspects, not just from chapter one. And wait, don't talk about cetasika, which is chapter two. That is not right. Because there can be understanding of anything at this moment as different realities. That's why we don't just talk about citta. We talk about other realities, right? Cetasika too. And we don't have to name it at all. But in order to know what we are talking about, we have to use the word and the name.
So when in suttas, let's say, the hearing and the yoniso manasikara is a condition for panya to grow. Then It's not like we have to try to have Yoniso Manasikara.
Understand.
Because we can have hearing, because we are hearing him. So that's what missing is Yoniso Manasikara.
Okay.
So
can anyone have Manasikara as object right now?
Don't think so.
We know the term, the word, the characteristic from hearing, but can anyone have Manasikara as object right now? This is different. This is the difference between Pariyatti and Patipatti. Even we don't use the word Pariyatti, we don't use the word Patipatti. When we understand what Pariyatti is and what Patipatti is, while people who do not study carefully Patipatti, they think that they have to go to retreat because that is Patipatti. But that is not the meaning or the reality of Patipatti at all. Because what is Pariyatti? The skill in understanding realities intellectually, very skillfully. If one just read and think, one understand by oneself, no discussion, no listening to other people at all, we might think that we are good enough from reading. But is it skill in understanding whatever appears, in even intellectually? So Pariyatti is the skill of understanding what Buddha taught. No doubt about Manasikara, no doubt about anything that we have read, but by knowing what is what, that is the skill of understanding what is said, what is taught in reality, not just concept of it. And this will condition Patipatti. The Thai use this term as Patibat, and the other might use the word meditation, contemplation, but actually it has to come from the very skillful of understanding Pariyatti. So that right now, since they're seeing, can there be the direct understanding of it as not self? And this is Patipatti. It doesn't limit time, place, or subject, or anything, position, posture, but it's the moment of understanding or approaching reality with sati and panya, awareness and right understanding. It can be now, like those in the old days, just listen few words, but since they are so very skillful in understanding what's meant by such word, even one word, it can condition Patipatti and Pativeda, the realization at that very moment of reality as it is. So without Pariyatti, only reading doesn't help one to get to the nature of reality which appears right then.
Sense is, because no one answered. Usually when we hear about I sense, actually it's just an idea in the mind of thinking. And we know from our study that I sense is just a tiny rupa that arises in a kalapa and falls away immediately at a particular location that we read about in the text. But actually, because there's no direct awareness or understanding of I sense, usually it's just we just have an idea of what I sense is, and we just know it's this tiny rupa.
And so that is intellectual understanding, see. But when it is the Patipatti, it hasn't eradicated the idea of self completely, like when reality appears. at moment when reality appears like seeing, if there is still the idea of where is it, it indicates that there is still the idea of self, the body, see, and my body. Even the body does not appear, but the idea which keeps on having the body is there. So in order to have no one at all, no self, it's the moment of really understand a reality, just one. Otherwise, that is my body all the time.
So as soon as there's any idea of, oh, where is the I sense, or where is, then it's just clinging to an idea
and
of me and body.
And that cannot eradicate the latent tendency of the idea of self at all.
So it's useless to think about the location.
No one can help having it because of ignorance, but panya is there. Just keep on knowing or understanding that it's not right.
And the same with ear sense or heart base or trying to find it or locate it. It's just clinging to the idea
the
of my body and
there.
Self. So why in the text do they bother to say exactly where it is or something? Because it's the truth and it is, but if one is trying to find it, then it's
step by step.
Mm-hmm.
If one can know that there is no body, there is only seeing.
So if someone tries to work out or exactly whereabouts in the eye is the eye sense or something, this is just self.
But still, there are conditions until the conditions are eliminated by little.
But
before the Ariyamaka and the Sotapanna and the clear comprehension of the Four Noble Truths.
But it's actually motivated by ignorance and attachment.
That's why Panya sees ignorance and attachment. Otherwise, there is nothing which can eradicate it. Panya and ignorance and attachment. If one doesn't know where is lopa, how can the lopa there is eradicated? So there must be panya, and panya works it out.
So the answer to where is I sense is really lopa. That is looking for.
Otherwise, there is no way to eradicate all lopa, which clings to that as my or me.
And this is actually a cheating Dharma, because one thinks, oh, this is Dharma study, trying to locate it, but actually it's just like any kind of attachment or clinging to the body.
And only panya can see lopa.
But one can say that about a lot of the questions and things we consider.
Well, like
and ponder.
Why seeing? Well, same one. Yeah, same things or not. Well, this is why we mentioned there's often the comment about delirious thinking.
Yes.
That's like the cheating said, when, yes. Like one can talk about, as she said, the Eightfold Path or the Five Khandhas, but it can just be, one can recite it, but it can. Just the same.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, another friend of Lucas was at the airport, and he had actually been a monk in Burma for some time and studied at the university there. And he had been completely turned off anything to do with Abhidhamma by having to learn all these classifications and, you know, learn it like, you know, the periodic tables in chemistry. And that was interesting.
Well, Ajahn is so right that
the way you discuss Dhamma and teach Dhamma is so different. When I was younger, I had been to a lot of discussions with you in Bangkok, and then when I was in Sri Lanka, I had the opportunity to go to an Abhidhamma class. Well, I went, and it was as different as night and day. No discussion of understanding, just learning it. You know, by rote and various classifications. I was so shocked. Yes, I was naive as to how most people looked at it.
you mentioned that we cannot experience the eye base. How about the body base? Because the body base, we have sukha vedana or dukkha vedana.
Mm-hmm. So but it's sukha different vedana from is not the eye base. It's not the body base.
Body base. So we know sukha or dukkha.
As it is.
This is experience the body base or
no,
just
not at
thinking?
All. Not at all.
Not at all. Because
feeling is nervous. Feeling. Feeling cannot be the rupa.
So it's only vedana. No,
call it in Pali. But the feeling is feeling.
But perhaps what you're saying is because through the body door, because the feelings are pleasant and unpleasant, that maybe it seems that the body sense should be more apparent than the eye sense or the ear sense, but actually,
at that moment, the understanding of feeling pleasant and unpleasant because one is thinking about the base and try to experience it.
So again, if one thinks about, oh well, the body sense is here or here or any part in the body, but again, it's just thinking of the body and self again and
delirious.
Delirious. But still we can say there is body sense, rupas all over the body.
Well, there is understanding, not just follow the word. Yeah. How many chittas are there?
I have no idea, maybe 121 or 89.
Which one is now?
Kamavachara kusala, kamavachara chittas.
Kamavachara chitta, which one?
I don't know. But I just have a question. So just to be sure, the practice is not like putting attention here to the visible object or that. No, what's the practice? The practice is like putting attention here or there or try, or the way is like just slowly consider Dhamma. We've got Dhamma. I sense this. So we consider that in life, and this is the way that conditions satipatthana, or just more like practice. Is it like putting attention here, or here, or here, and no, this?
Not so shaking of the head here.
I'd like to know what practice is. Before you go on. Just at the starting point. What is the practice?
Just listen to Dhamma and consider and understand.
They don't listen. They practice.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, it's like, you mean like the like just the experiencing of?
No understanding of anything at all, just practice. So that one can know. Is that right? How can one know? By practice. Practice what?
Yeah, that's the point.
Practice what? No need to practice sitting because one sits all the time from birth. Yeah. No need to practice walking because one walks naturally. Why make it unnatural? What for? Unnatural will bring more unnatural. It never brings natural.
Mm-hmm. But
so one will live in unnatural world.
Yes, so maybe that's by listening and reading Dhamma. And then consider that and everything.
No one knows who knows or understands Dhamma because one understands very usual life, natural life, right now. if it's not right now, it's not understanding.